The next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Urban Meyer. Ohio State has a bye this week before hosting Nebraska on November 3rd. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions, please.
I'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Thank you very much. Hi, Urban. I wonder if you could give us an update. We understand Austin Mack has undergone surgery or to fix his little broken bone in his foot, but what's sort of the prognosis there?
Yeah, that's a big loss. He had surgery yesterday, and we don't know. There's a chance he'll be back for the bowl game.
Yeah. And number two, you know, you and Mickey Moradi are basically the last two guys of the original band. Well, let's count Mark Pantone also, but what does Mick just sort of mean to your program in a nutshell, and especially when times sort of get tough on occasion?
Well, he's the number two. He's as close a confidant that I have. He's a guy that I count on, and this whole program counts on, and he's extremely close with our players, and you know, from discipline to toughness, to obviously to the their physical well-being.
Thank you, man.
Your next question is from Ken Rota, WHBC Radio.
Urban, you mentioned that some of your weaknesses were exposed by Purdue. Those weaknesses, is it a matter of lack of talent, lack of effort, game plan? What can you point your finger to on that?
Well, this bye week is going to give us an opportunity to evaluate some schemes that obviously we're having. There's other things we do very well. And then there's things that we don't, and it's glaringly obvious what the issues are. So, you know, actually kept the coordinators in yesterday and spent all day doing what you just said, you know, and they're glaring. And it's the red zone on offense, the ability to run the ball when you have to run it, and then defense is a damn big play. So, and that's you know, to pinpoint the issue with you in a 20-second, you can't do that. It's more complicated than that. That's what we're working on.
Today, Urban, I heard Jeff talking about it a little bit ago, too, on this conference call, dealing with today's athlete. How is it different from when you first started coaching? Do you have to approach today's athlete differently in getting through to them?
In certain ways, you do. I think the social media part is the part that, you know, your coaches used to always talk about the noise, and the noise would be a parent. The noise would be, you know, I used to call him the third uncle. You know, now all of a sudden the noise is, you know, when you walk in a room, everybody's staring at their phone. So, yeah, it is a little different. You know, we have very good people. We are very good young men, but it is different.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Kevin Allen, USA Today.
Yeah, Coach. You know, you've had so much experience dealing with all sorts of wins and losses. I wonder, do you sort of have in your playbook just generally how you deal with, you know, coming off a loss like that? And obviously the added wrinkle is now you have a bye week to deal with it as well. But do you talk much at all about the loss, or do you just kind of ignore it and just talk about moving ahead? Or how do you approach it just in general terms?
It depends on the team. You know, if it's a very mature team, as opposed to immature. So we're still, you know, that's something I've been working through. We're going to have a team meeting at 2:30, and there'll be some things brought up. But the one thing you never want to do is start blaming. You know, we don't do that here. And we got to come together and fix it. And like you said, it's not the first game we lost. You got to somehow regroup and get going.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question is from Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com.
Yeah, Urban, I'm just wondering, Dwayne's obviously a different type of quarterback than you guys have had there. How do you still emphasize his strengths but also find a way to run the ball better? I mean, obviously you've had that mobility at quarterback in the past.
Right. That's, you know, I have to say we spent, you know, at least 12 hours on that yesterday, and that's something that that's the focus for the next 2 weeks, and that has to happen. Take advantage of our backs and our backs, you know, we've got to run through some tackles a little more aggressively. But we got to, that's something that has to happen.
And then with the big plays on defense, you mentioned those earlier, that's been kind of an issue all season. How much of that do you think can be remedied by getting healthy versus doing things schematically to maybe tighten up and prevent those from happening?
The same 12 hours was spent yesterday doing that and having those conversations and working through that. And you can't really have any scheme conversation during the year, during the season, because you only have practice Tuesday and Wednesday, and then you go play the game. So this gives us a chance to evaluate, and if we want to work on things, work on it, obviously, this weekend, next week.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Urban, you said that how much you worked on things. I mean, do you foresee dramatic changes in offensive philosophy in terms of scheme or even on defense?
I think that's not been determined yet. You know, that's, we're going to practice some things, and we'll know more. I can't give you that right off the top.
And how would you kind of just describe the mood? Obviously, it's down after a loss, but is there a sense of resolve? I mean, how would you describe it?
The locker room was strong after the game. You know, we give the players 2 days off, and we're going to be have a team meeting today at 2:30.
All right. Thank you, Urban.
Your next question is from Austin Ward, Letterman Row.
Urban, when you talked about leaving the or keeping the coordinators in town yesterday, was that a change to the plan? And do you change anything else with this bye week moving forward that you didn't initially plan?
Yeah, most of the staff was out recruiting, and I just felt it was really not to take away from recruiting, but obviously there are some things that have to get corrected.
And when it comes to that red zone, I mean, what kind of options do you think are on the table? What would you like to see done there?
Well, once again, very complicated just with personnel and with what we're seeing. And once again, I'll know more after. Now we're going to work on this, the red zone for the next 3 days straight.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Ari Wasserman, The Athletic.
Urban, there was a report that surfaced online yesterday about tensions between yourself and maybe some of the higher-ups after what happened and some on the coaching staff. Do you have a comment on that?
I'm sorry?
Can you hear me?
I did something about tension between me and the higher-ups.
Yeah, there was a report that indicated that there was some tension or friction in the program between you and some of the higher-ups after what happened a few months ago, and maybe some on the coaching staff. Do you have a comment on that report?
Yeah, there's no tension between, I would talk and work with Gene darn near on a daily basis, and no, there's zero tension there. And you said in between the coaching staff?
Yeah, after what happened at Purdue.
Well, I mean, there's things that need to be fixed. I won't call it tension. I call it day-to-day, going to work and working on your weaknesses and get them fixed. So, no, there's no tension. It's urgency, I'd call it.
Thanks, Urban.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question is from Dan Hope, 11 Warriors.
Urban, there's been some talk about the linebackers and how close they're playing to the line of scrimmage and that's allowed offenses to take advantage of that. Is that something you've looked into at all and whether that needs to be changed?
We are looking into that.
And just what are the things, when you looked at the film from Saturday's game, was there anything that surprised you that you really didn't think you would see from watching that film?
Disappointed. I mean, the couple penalties that were, just bad penalties, and then from what our opponent gave us, like I said, 7-3 with a minute and some change left, and that was a big part of the game. Four red zone opportunities and have two field goals, that's a big part of the game. So I'm not sure if you're asking about schematic things that they did, or it was a good team, we knew it going into it, they were hitting stride, and we had a chance to score some points there in the first half. We didn't do it, and we had a chance to get out of that first half with a 7-3 type situation, and that didn't happen. So I don't, that's just part of the game. We got to get better.
Thanks, Urban.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.